Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1937, recorded on Thursday the 15th of December 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We're always pleased to hear from you. This part of Chatterbox is read by Alison Aplin and
Brian Clark.
This week we welcome new listener Desmond Mower of Hardingham. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly Chatterbox. On this first part, as well as the news, we have a selection of letters from the evening news and a feature about a Norwich Speedway rider of the 1950s. But first, here's Tim to tell us some exciting news about next week's edition, which will be the last Chatterbox before Christmas.
We hope you will join us next week for a Chatterbox Christmas special as we visit Norfolk nature lover Chris Skinner on his farm. This is followed by a Christmas time favourite. Will Ebenezer Scrooge change his miserly ways?
Bah! Humbug!
As the Chatterbox players bring to life the Charles Dickens classic.
If I had my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding. He should!
A few of us are endeavouring to raise a fund to start up a talking news provision called Chatterbox for visually impaired people. What shall I put you down for?
Nothing.
You don't believe in me.
I don't.
Why do you doubt your senses?
A host of familiar voices play characters loved and loathed as the Chatterbox players bring to life the Charles Dickens classic. So stay tuned next week following the regular Chatterbox edition for your Chatterbox Christmas special.
But we begin with the news of the final stages in the Carrow Road Riverside development. Our library breaks UK records and a care home gets a special visitor.
Final touches will be added to the redevelopment of Carrow Road and the adjacent Riverside housing development over the course of the next 2 years. A timetable for plans to spruce up the area with landscaping, part of the conditions from the expansion of the stadium more than a decade ago, have finally been agreed by Norwich City Council's Planning Committee. After some wrangling behind the scenes, the landscaping, to include granite aggregate paving around the South Stand and Geoffrey Watling Way, has now been rubber-stamped. As the work will cause considerable disruption to accessing the stadium, work will be done outside the football season over the next 2 summers.
A group of parents staged a protest outside their children's school in a show of support for the under-threat road crossing patrol. 38 patrols out of the county's 96 are under threat through Norfolk County Council proposals to cut funding by about £150,000 a year. Criteria used in the deciding which patrols are at risk included the number of children crossing, the number and types of vehicles passing through the site, and what safety measures such as speed bumps or zebra crossings were in place. 4 schools which have patrols at Pelican Crossings were not monitored, but recorded as not meeting the threshold with the patrol at Coleman Infant School / Coleman Junior School and the Clare School, a specialist complex needs school, among those 4. The council has subsequently agreed to monitor the junction, but parents came together yesterday to protest saying, "The Pelican Crossings alone over busy Coleman Road and South Park Avenue are not enough to keep children safe." Josie Phillips, who helped organise the show of support, said, "We understand the council has to make budget cuts, but this is one of the busiest and most dangerous crossings in the city."
A care home has got into the festive spirit thanks to a special guest this week. Woodside House Care Home in Thorpe St Andrew welcomed the Lord Mayor of Norwich to open its Christmas grotto. The grotto has been created by converting the home's summer house and was officially opened on Wednesday. Following Lord Mayor Marion Maxwell's opening, the grotto was lucky enough to have a visit from Santa, who met children and grandchildren of residents in the home, as well as children from the surrounding area. The Lord Mayor then joined residents, staff and visitors in sampling home wares and coffee, as well as spending time feeding the home's visiting reindeer. Following a tour of the home, the Lord Mayor said, "Woodside House is such a lovely home with a nice, cosy, warm family feel. I'm really looking forward to Christmas, and this is a delightful way to kick-start the season."
Nearly 1 million books, CDs, games and audio items were borrowed from Norfolk's flagship library last year, more than any other library in the UK. New figures from the Chartered Institute of Public Finance and Accountancy, CIPEA, found that the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library, based at the Forum in Norwich, saw 9,084,445 items borrowed during 2015 to 2016, the highest number in the UK. In previous years, the popular library has been named the busiest in UK, a title this year scooped by the Library of Birmingham, with six consecutive wins up to 2013. Jan Holden, Head of Libraries and Information at Norwich County Council, said, "It's fantastic to know that the Millennium Library has the highest borrowing numbers in the country, and I would like to say a big thank you to all our staff and volunteers for their hard work and commitment to make it such a welcoming and interesting place to visit." She said the branch was a fantastic example of an innovative approach to running library. "The library really does offer something for everyone," she added.
A Brundle woman is appealing to find the two men who went to her husband's aid after he had a bad fall by the steps at the top end of Norwich Market. Brian Moore, who works at Norwich train station ticket office, is partially sighted, and he fell down the stairs at the Guildhall end of the market on Wednesday because he thought there was a slope instead of steps. His wife, Esther Moore, said, "My husband did thank them at the time, but we both feel this kindness needs to be recognised. My husband is registered partially sighted and his sight is slowly getting worse. The pavement appeared to him as a slope, but it was steps and he fell. He felt very dazed and these two lovely guys came to his aid and helped him up. He was left with a badly swollen elbow and wrist and a nasty graze on his knee." Mrs. Moore usually accompanies her husband to the city, but he had an appointment with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, so he went alone. She added, "If it was you, or you know who these kind guys were, please accept my deepest thanks. It isn't much, but we both really appreciate their help."
Visitors flocked to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, as it got into festive mood for its annual festive fair. With offerings from Lego trains to Father Christmas, children at the hospital were guaranteed something to get them excited. Adults, too, were provided with entertainment, thanks to Richard Hughes, head chef at the Lavender House, and there were stalls to browse. Performances at the event came from the NNUH Choir, the Norfolk Rock Choir, and Norwich Hospital Radio, as well as a performance from Busybody's Stage School. Louise Cook, NNUH fundraising manager, said, "We were delighted with the number of visitors who attended our Christmas fair this year. We had a great time and very much hope that everyone else did too. The hospital choir were a huge hit, as were Busybody's Stage School, and Norfolk chef Richard Hughes, who spent the evening cooking up a festive storm in our pod cafe. We'd like to say a huge thank you to all our partners who helped to make the evening a success and to everyone who attended, raising money for the hospital charity and creating such a magical atmosphere in the hospital of the run-up to Christmas. The event was raising money for the hospital charity."